Hey, hi. Hello. Welcome back to my kitchen, the place where this podcast just happens now. You know, it's just... I mean, listen, we've established that my favorite noping mechanism is, in fact, cooking and food and shit. So that's just the podcast now, you know? You guys, y'all brought this upon yourselves for not, talking me out of it, I guess. Not that I gave you a chance. I just decided this kind of yesterday. So, anyway. That's just what it is now. I just am in my kitchen making food that I'm not going to share and sometimes will remember to give you the whole recipe for. You hear that? That's healing. That's what that is. Hey, it's me, it's your boy, it's Sam, here in my kitchen, where I'll be making food from now on, because I need to eat, so why not? You know, why not just two birds, one stone? That's how it's gonna be. Anyway, today, I've been feeling like shit recently, like... super fucking anxious and fuck. And I decided I wanted to make frozen custard. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm making frozen custard. We'll be making, like, I don't know, like, cognac, blackberry, blondies, probably to go with it, but I'm not giving y'all that recipe, because that shit's mine! And also, it's been a long time since I've made blondies with fresh fruit in them, so that'll be fun. Anyway, I'm making custard right now because I have been so fucking anxious recently that it's been un-fucking real. And a thing, because like last time I was blessedly not super drunk. Unfortunately, I can't make custard sober is the issue. I can do baked custard sober. It's the preheating the milk part, or just the heating the milk in general. With like baked custard, you usually don't have to do that. Unless you want a specific flavor infused with the milk, which I did this time. But luckily, since it's a mix of milk and cream. I just did that shit in the microwave like an hour ago and then walked for a couple miles. Like three-ish. Not that it matters, but a little less than three. Anyway, the thing I was really getting at was it last week's was... last week's? Anyway, the last time I did an episode, right, 2 weeks ago, we're doing a... whatchamafuck-it, bi-weekly, whatever. Bi-weekly should be twice weekly. Whatever. It's fine. The English language is fucking weird. I can't make stovetop custard sober is the issue. So I'm kind of shit-faced right now. Hopefully I don't burn myself on the stove a-den? Again is the words I was saying. Anyway, we're doing this in my kitchen now. This is just where it happens. Because I've also discovered it's easier for me to continue talking if, like, I'm physically doing something. And sitting is not something I'm particularly blessed in doing. Anyway, we're making custard. We're gonna bullshit. This is just the format of the show now. The problem is that cooking shows aren't good without the visual element. You know how it is. But it's here now. What am I doing? Custard. So, listen. Like, a couple hours ago, I heated up a cup of heavy cream. Just in the microwave. Just, like, three 30-second intervals. And then I did a fourth 30 seconds. And it was too much because it didn't get that, like, skin on the top of it. And it's fucking gross. But, like, just enough... And Dropped in, like, I dropped in a pinch of saffron because I like saffron. And 3 bay leaves, like, a small number of black peppercorns, and, like, 6 crushed cardamom pods. And I just did the whole pod. It's fine. All of that is sort of, like, out of the way. It's the, like, 3 bay leaves that I put in. That's the important part, because I really want the bay in there. So, like, I heated it up, just, like, that 1 cup. And then, once I got it all mixed in, you can see, like, the saffron starting to, like, seep out into the milk and shit. Then it's another cup of heavy cream. Well, another cup and a half of heavy cream, and then a cup and a half of milk. I used whole milk. Go with what you feel. And then, yeah, I just let that sit in the fridge for, like, a couple hours. Basically, like, 2 hours. Because I went on a nap, and then I went for, like, a 3-mile walk-ish. 3-ish mile walk. There we go. The walk happened. It's the distance that's the ish part, you know? You gotta have the emphasis on the right word. So that's on the stove now. Not heating yet, because I'm gonna get my eggs. But with a, like, 3/4 cup white sugar. I did strain it. I strained out the stuff and then put the bay leaves back in. And I am using fresh bay leaves. Because I had to go to Walmart earlier and they had fucking fresh bay leaves. And I was like, motherfuck. Hell yeah, you don't see that in Kansas this often. This part of Kansas that often. You know, words, that's how they work. So that's what I'm doing on the stove there. Bay custard's really great, y'all. That's what I like. So anyway, put it back on the stove. I'm gonna heat it up probably with a little bit more saffron because I like it. It's not the important part. The part you want, maybe some cardamom, but definitely the bay leaves. And I'd say probably use, like, if you're using the dried bay leaves, like, maybe 4, you know? Maybe a little extra. Like, I'm really tempted to put more bay leaves in there, but I don't use fresh bay leaves often. Yeah, you just want it to steep in there, get hot. I put in, like, 1 more crushed cardamom pod after the stuff I strained out. Which, hey, if you got a natural grocer's near you, just go there and get some, like, that shit in bulk, because it's so much fucking cheaper. Like, fuck Whole Foods, man. Natural grocers, that's where it's at. I don't have one near me, which is why I spend a lot of money when I do have one close. Anyway, so what's going on with everybody? I'm gonna crack 8 eggs, get the yolks, and, make scrambled eggs for dinner. That's just what I'm having, because I don't feel like making meringues. Because I need, apparently, to be sober while making those. And I'm not right now. I'm drunk. Because custard. Drunk custard's a tradition. Like, I'm not even Irish, and I do this shit at St. Patrick's. Yeah, that's just, that's where we're at, sort of. Anyway, got my bowl. A lot of people don't, for, like, if you're gonna freeze it, they'll just put it, like, listen. I am a firm believer in the double boiler method, which is when you put, like, an aluminum or glass pan. That's where you put your stuff, and then you put it over a pan with water on your stove, if you've never done that. That's my method for doing this. Anyway, but we're not doing that at first. So first, we're going to lightly start heating the milk and bay leaf mixture and sugar on the stove now that it's steeped for like 2 hours. Put some herbs back in it. On the stove, mixing it up with a whisk. It's fine. And now I'm gonna fucking crack some eggs. I can't do it one-handed. Some people are pretty cool like that. I fucking can't. Also, egg white, my favorite part of the egg. Fuck me. I did cure some egg yolks because Brad Leone made it look fun, basically. But, like, If you're one of those people that doesn't like fucking egg yolks, well, fuck off. Or, I mean, egg whites. And I suppose egg yolks. Listen. Don't put that shit in the trash. Like, use it for a legitimate thing. Like, even if it's just, like, feeding your dogs. Like, dogs can have eggs. It's really good for them, actually. Don't throw that shit out. Just, we're gonna get some of the gross bits. And, like, the doing it, like, between separating them out, between the, whatchamafuckets, shells, it's fine. Did you know you can just put it in your hand, though? And it's much faster? Yeah, just use hands like a sieve. Just, you can, it just, it's so much faster, guys. I don't know why we're not all doing it. Why don't I have a cooking show? It's like, oh, right, because I'm not pretty. And have very little... I have a surprising amount of charisma for somebody who's not as very pretty. Anyway, hey, listen. Last week, do you know what happened last week? Do you know what happened? Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm pre-recording shit because I'm getting ready to go on vacation. So it is last week for me. Sex Criminals. My favorite fucking comic. There's a new issue. And listen. Listen. I'm not ready for it to be over. I'm really not. You know? Like, it's just... It's such a good fucking book. I know... Listen, there's a chance it might be a TV show someday. I don't know if that's still happening. I hope it is. But Jesus shit. Like, I'm not emotionally ready for it to be over. Except I know it has it. But don't forget, throw your shit in your composter. If it's egg yolks. Anyway. Sex Criminals. The best fucking show in existence. Give your milk a little bit of a whisk. Make sure it's not sticking to the bottom. You should pay more attention. But anyway. This is me whisking eggs, you know? And now we're gonna get ready for... to use that. Yeah, so now it's just, like, stirring your shit. Like, I want it to boil a bit, you know? Make sure you, like, you use a spatula that can scrape the bottom and make sure it's not sticking. Nom, nom, nom. All right. Hot, sweet milk. It's not hot yet, but it's milk and it's sweet. Eggs, egg whites going in the fridge for dinner. Do you ever notice how you don't notice the sound of your fridge until it shuts off? Like, it's not until attention is drawn toward it. Like, you just take it for granted, you know? All right. Milk slowly heating. Get like a half cup ready to go. Cause you're gonna have to like temper your eggs so they don't curdle and cook. Cause nothing is worse than like milky scrambled eggs. Like that's the worst fucking thing, y'all. It's bad. So now it's just waiting. Now it's just vigilantly watching. Oh no, spilled. Listen. It's just a day, you know? It's just been, well, I mean, it's been like two terrible fucking anxious weeks of everything being terrible. Like, you know that thing, you know, that thing, the one that, you know, where like, aside from everything being bad, everything is bad. Like, not just outside of you and your bubble, but the inside the bubble, too. Where it's both bad. All of it's bad? I don't know how to phrase this. Listen, I'm drunk. English sounds wrong. But the everything is bad and you have nothing to fall back on kind of bad. Except for making food, because, you know, for the most part, food cooperates. That's the thing. I think that's why I fall back on making food so much. Because, like, I'm bad at knitting. I'm bad at crocheting, mostly. I did a really cute Shrek hat for my friend's really cute baby, though. And it was really fucking cute. Anyway, that's, like, the best thing I've ever crocheted in my fucking life. We like Shrek. We like Shrek in this house. We love and support Shrek in this house, is what I should have said. Anyway. Like, I'm not good at that. I've sort of had art ruined for me, so I can't, like, paint anymore. Like, fucking fine art culture ruined art for me. It really did. Like, I had shit up in a gallery for a while. And it's just like, like, I won a thing in high school. And, like, just, there's, like, this artist group in my area. Just, like, all fine artist guys who are really popular, really cool, big famous people. For Murray. Big famous for art. And big famous for our area. You know, that's the whole, that's very loud, I'm sorry. That's the whole thing. And, like, the problem with old artists is that they're right and I hate it. And the problem with people who consume art now are either people who tape fucking bananas to walls, which fuck that, and people who just look at things based on whether or not they're gonna match their new fucking sectional. These are things that deeply upset me. Like, the entire reason I love and hate art can be, like, examined, I guess is the word, from one very specific moment, and that is Banksy shredding his art, which, fucking beautiful. I love it. Do more of that. But the fact that it was worth, like, at least twice as much post-shredding is everything I hate about art. I hate it so much. It made me hate art. It made me hate, like, the only fucking expression I had for so long. God, there's so many paintings just, like, in my fucking basement that I am terrified to sell or anything. Yeah, listen, I finished, like, no thoughts in that last 5 minutes. I started on a thing and I told a story and didn't finish it and told a story and didn't finish it and told a story and didn't finish it. Whatever. Listen, we've established I'm bad at this. We've established I'm a whole ass entire idiot. A whole ass entire idiot who used to paint things and now can't. Because there's, like, that expectation that, like, you want to be like Banksy. And I don't dig it. Because I fucking don't. Like, I don't. Fuck. I don't know. I feel like I was going to talk about other things. And I clearly have done little of that. It was in the bullshit, like, last time. But no, we're getting into feelings now. Art industry sucks. I hate it. It ruined, like, the easiest piece of therapy I had. God, I haven't picked up a paintbrush or anything in so long. Like, 3 or 4 years.
And that's really upsetting to me. Because it used to be so important. And it's like, it's now important, but the things outside of it have betrayed me. Capitalism. That capitalism ruined it. It's people, like, trying to make money with the least amount of work or thought possible. And people giving too much money because they refuse to put any thought or merit into what they're looking at other than color. You know? That's just me. And I guess it's wrong of me to, like, judge other people how they create. But who the fuck tapes a banana to a fucking wall? Like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. It's so stupid. Anyway, Super Bowl's today. Oof. Football. People. Brain damage, you know? I don't know. Commercials, because this is... It's like the third capitalist Christmas of the year. Well, I mean, technically it's the first capitalist Christmas of the year, because the last is actual Christmas. The third, almost last. Are we counting 4th of July? Because there's a lot of capitalism that goes into 4th of July. Because you got food. You got fireworks. Yeah, Black Friday. And Thanksgiving. I don't know, are we considering that the same thing? Anyway. What was I saying? Super Bowl. Does it usually... It feels like it's later in the year. Is it usually right at the start of February? I don't know. Listen, we've gotten back to the getting melancholy drunk. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yeah, I've been really pretty good. That tastes really good. You know what? I'm gonna take a chance. I'm gonna take a chance and put more Baileys in. I like a lot of bay. Like, I want to taste it when I breathe. So, like, I added 3 more small leaves. Is what I just did. And... So, yeah. Just bouncing over subjects. We're just... shooting the shit. As it were. Listen, guys, I'm still bitter about Power Rangers not getting a sequel. I'm gonna be bitter about that for a while. Really deserved it. It's not even that it deserved it, it's that it deserves it more than fucking Avatar, and I'm still forever bitter about fucking Avatar. Because it's fucking Fern Gully. Love Fern Gully. I watched that with my niece and nephew when my family was up visiting. Yeah, my brother was up visiting. And they're fucking adorable. And they like pirates and fairies. And it was great. So we did a double header. It was Fern Gully and then the Tinkerbell pirate fairy movie. Which is so good, guys. I love the fucking Tinkerbell movies. Okay, we're gonna up the heat a little bit now that it's starting to get warm. Because, like, there's milk in it. Milk's a little bitch, is what it is. Even your, like, whole milk. Like, it just breaks and separates really easily. So you have to be real fucking gentle with it. And then I think I'm over gentle with it. I heat it up pretty slow. And, like, all the sugar's dissolved at this point, so it's just sweet, hot milk that tastes like grass, basically. Sweet, hot grass milk. I mean, it does taste good. I mean, it's... You're starting to get that spice from a little bit of bay. And, like, usually... Listen, vanilla's just alcohol. So, like, you can use any liquor in place of vanilla when you're doing stuff. So, since I'm doing bay... I'm going to do rum. And I only have Bacardi white rum, or I've got Captain Morgan spice rum. And, like, we had a nice dark Bacardi for a long time, and I don't know what I've done with it. Unless someone took it and drank it. Which is what I wanted to use. So, I might have, like, rum flavoring, but I'm going to use just good old rum of some kind. So, yeah, probably Captain Morgan. I fucking don't like Captain Morgan, but, you know, whatever. Like, I don't drink a lot of rum. Like, I'll drink, like, Kahlua, like, flavored rum kind of stuff. Like, liqueurs. Don Q was forever ago, like, right after my 18th birthday. We went to Puerto Rico for, like, my mom's work, because she used to work in sports, and there was a basketball tournament down there. So, like, the whole family went. Drink a lot of that, because I was legal down there at the time. And actually, everybody, like, if you're listening to this, if you have some money to spare or, like, just feels like putting it out on Twitter or some shit, like, don't forget that we as a country have basically shit all over Puerto Rico, and they've had a whole bunch of natural disasters, and we've done, you know, basically more or less fucking nothing for them as a country. I mean, like, government wise, that we as a population wise can probably try to fucking help. If you got time, if you just have, like, a tweet or some shit you can put out there to remind people, that'd be cool. Because Lord knows, those of us who want to give money don't have any, and those of us who can give money want to keep their money. Which, fuck that, right? Whatever. Anyway, we're just slowly heating milk and saffron and spices and bay leaves. It's pretty good. I like it. So, like, I've been thinking about it. And, like, I never really super liked the Terminator movies because they're just not my shit entirely. I feel like they should be. I'm just a walking contradiction. Like, I didn't fucking like the Harry Potter books either, but that's neither here nor there. But everyone I follow on Twitter has been getting real horned up about Terminator Dark Fate. Which is fine. Mackenzie, what's her name? Is one, gorgeous. Two, fucking terrifying. Like I would let her kick me in the face and then thank her afterward. And two, Linda Hamilton's back. So, like, I get wanting to see it, but then they've been all like, actually, it's very good. And I'm like, well, fuck, I gotta watch it now. It's like, but, like, you ever get that, like, level of anxiety and shit where you can't watch new things? Like, you just can't appreciate this whatever new thing? That's the fucking pits. That's the worst. Hate that. That's where I'm at. Like, the repeating of watching things, like the My Brother and Me TV show, which I have memorized, by the fucking way. Completely and entirely memorized. And I watch, like, maybe, like, once every 3 months. Yeah, we're at the, like, twice in the year 2020. I've watched all of Peacecraft twice in the year 2020. I have watched all of BDG's Unraveled in the year 2020, and I don't usually do, like, all of them all at once. And still a lot of wrestling. It's been a long year, y'all, and I hate it. Okay, as it's getting warmer, this stuff, I'm gonna grab a little salt. Not that. Well, do I want that? Yeah, we're just doing sea salt because, you know, that's what I got. Just a pinch. We're throwing it in the milk. Keep stirring. Make sure it doesn't, like, stick to the bottom. Which is kind of what you're looking for when you're, like, mixing it with the eggs, is for it to start thickening up. It's really easier if you have a, like, wooden thing to test it with. So when it, like, thickly coats a wooden utensil. Because basically it'll slide off everything else. But I just find it's easier with wood. And we're still going. Anyway, Terminator Dark Fate. I think that's my next movie to watch. Because, like, I'm that anxious about the everything that I want things that I know will work, and I don't know if that one will work and make everything less terrible. But you know what, Will? Hobbs and Shaw. Ooh, I still... I'm gonna be honest, I haven't watched the actual trailer for Fast and Furious 9 yet. Like, I know John Cena's in it, like, but I like The Rock more than I like John Cena. I want a second Hobbs and Shaw, like, now. Please. I fucking loved Hobbs and Shaw so much. Did I tell you guys, like, I marathoned all of the other 8 fucking Fast and the Furious movies, like, immediately before going to see Hobbs and Shaw. And I didn't do this during the day, like, wake up and start watching movies. No, I went to work, and then as soon as I got home, just started watching all the fucking movies. And I got, like, a 1 half-hour nap, and then Hobbs and Shaw. Not smart. Not smart. But... very fucking enjoyable. Let me the fuck tell you. Because it turns out, Hobbs and Shaw, great fucking movie. But also, the Fast and the Furious franchise, like, once they add The Rock in there, it just gets buck fucking wild and it's incredible. It's the best. It is the best fucking franchise, y'all. Like, I like Marvel. Well, I liked Marvel right up until a point. Because, like, I got fucking burnt out as hell. Like, specifically, because I was reading the comics at the same time. Like, I think it was when Civil War was happening. And I was just like, no, I didn't care anymore. Like, I got fucking event fatigue like a motherfucker because I was reading the comics. And then I was just like, there's so many movies. You know, Captain Marvel was fucking great. Captain Marvel was fucking great. Fuck any man who tells you otherwise. Black Panther, still probably my favorite. But I also, like, I have a predisposition to love Black Panther. He was my favorite growing up. And Thor Ragnarok. Those have been great. I still haven't seen the second Ant-Man movie. Because I just didn't care enough. And I've yet to start caring enough to even, like, watch the fucking... Like, I'll probably watch Spider-Man Far From Home. Because... And listen, I should probably watch the other Amazing Spider-Man. You know, Spider-Man? I just haven't. Because I didn't want to. I also didn't grow up super liking Spider-Man. Like, I wasn't super into Spider-Man. I feel like I should have been. Like, I loved the Spider-Verse. Yeah, Into Spider-Verse was a perfect fucking movie. It's so fucking good. But also, I really fucking love Miles Morales. I really fucking love Spider-Gwen. And I really enjoyed Spider-Pig. It's just... I never liked Peter Parker. Like, it's specifically Peter Parker, and I don't know why, but I liked the rest of the spider characters. Like, I want a Spider-Woman. That'd be a great fucking movie. I'd watch the shit out of that. More Miles Morales in movies, please. What was I saying? I feel like I'm letting this take too long. I just, like, I don't want it to curdle and split. And it's got that sugar in there, should help stabilize it, but, you know, I just don't want it to. I just...
I guess it should boil, probably. I don't remember. It's been a while since I've made custard. But we're still just standing here stirring fucking custard. This is just going to be the whole episode, by the way. It's just going to be me standing at the stove fucking stirring and drinking. Anyway, Miles Morales is great. What was I saying? Fast and the Furious. Those movies get buck fucking wild and they're incredible. They are just... they're the best. I say that without irony, without hesitation, without hyperbole. They are fucking great. And stupid and great. So what else is going on? This is a bad fucking podcast episode, y'all. Hot milk. Hot spicy milk. So anyway, like I said, I've been feeling like shit. Oh god, have you guys missed me getting off fucking topic like a motherfucker? You know what's great? Everything. Lies. Nothing. Nothing is great. But I'd never actually... listen, this is a recent thing. This is a thing I have found that does bring me joy. A couple things. First, I'd never actually watched anything of Cara Noir's, who's a wrestler, who's fucking just my favorite now that I've seen him. Because, like, I've heard his name a bunch of times, but never actually watched him. It turns out I love him. He's great. Like, basically, Black Swan. Just think Black Swan and a beautiful man with incredible abs. Jesus shit. He's great. So I've discovered him recently, so YouTube's just been me watching everything of his available for free. And two, I've decided Riptide Wrestling, so fucking good. Like, all wrestling should be filmed like Riptide. It's so beautiful. Like fucking, if all wrestling was filmed like that, Jesus fucking Christ. It's gorgeous. Just looks so good. Alright, now the milk mixture, our milk and cream and sugar mix, is getting pretty warm. Not quite boiling. I don't know if I want it to boil. Because, like, I'm gonna cook it again with eggs because it's just creme anglaise. You know? Probably once I get it, like, mixed and shit, I'm gonna add the bay leaves and stuff back in because I'm gonna strain it just in case. But probably strain it after when I'm sticking it in the bowl. Because you want to... like, if you have an ice cream maker, just do it like fucking ice cream. I don't. So I'm just gonna stick it in a bowl and cool it. And then stick that in the freezer. And just stir it every now and then. That's my whole plan. You know? Wow, it's just been 40 minutes of me saying virtually nothing while stirring stuff. This has been fun. I think I had, like, a plan of things to talk about. Anyway, this is just, I guess, the time I should start just letting everybody know. Everybody. All, like, what, 13, 12... whatever, 15, a group of you who listen to this dumb podcast, sort of what's up. Yeah, like I said, this might, there might be another name for this at some point. Simply because, like, I'm sort of changing the how I'm doing this.
I feel like it needs a good pun, but we'll get there. We're just like, the first 10 episodes of this show are canceled. You know, they're just, we're ignoring them. We're pretending they don't exist. Once this gets to where I want it, and I'll let you know when that is. I love warm herby milk. What was I saying? I got distracted by phone questions. Not for me. Like, not like me asking questions, people asking questions of me, which I think is an important distinction. Anyway, this show's just this now. Because, like, I'm always making food for whatever reason. Like, this time it's stressed because, like, I'm just anxious as shit that things are gonna go wrong and bad and terrible and fall apart. But you know what doesn't fall apart? Fucking custard when you do it right. And that's the thing. It's always doing it right. And at this point, like, I know how to make custard. I know I can do that right. So I'm doing it. Anyway, what's up with everybody? What's up? What's going on? What are we doing? What's up? I don't know. I feel like, why did we let me do a podcast without a co-host? Is the real question. But it happened. I did it. So, I don't remember if I need to let this actually, like, boil. Because I've been, like, I've clearly been heating it for 40 fucking minutes. So, it's probably fine. So, I'm gonna shut off the heat. Coils are gonna stay hot. Pan's gonna stay hot. I'm gonna keep stirring, keep stirring, keep stirring. I'm gonna set that back down. Half cup. Get a thing, you know, that you strain stuff into. Whatever, I'm gonna strain it later. I don't have to worry about this part as much. So I've got your pan with your eggs, and you're gonna slowly stream your warm milk into it, like to temper it so it doesn't immediately turn into scrambled eggs if you just dump hot milk directly into it, you know? That's what we're doing. I'm doing it pretty slowly. Like, I have, like, a quarter cup, basically. That's the sound. I think I made the joke earlier, but that's the sound of therapy. That's the sound of healing. That's what we're going for. So I'm not, like, I'm gonna strain it later. So it doesn't matter that I'm getting, like, bits of saffron in here. And a big old cardamom seed. Fuck. Dipped my thumb right in some hot milk. It's just gonna be super extra flavorful, is all. Just stir and make sure it's not sticking. Yeah, it should be fine. I'm using a metal thing, bowl. I prefer using metal when I'm doing a double boiler. This is really weird, but when reversing hands. You don't need to do it with all of your milk and do it as slowly, but I've let myself get undrunk a bit, so I'm paranoid now. Ah, balls. Okay.
Now you got your pan, and we're just going to stream it from the pan directly. Remember, this is a long time to wait for. A cup and a half whole milk, 2.5 cups of heavy cream. Stick it in a saucepan with some water in it, and we're going to turn that back up to like it's at like 4 right now. I don't know what your stovetop does. Yeah, you just gotta keep stirring it. Like, you don't want those eggs to cook super a lot. We're switching back to spatula now. I did whisk it together. I feel like that's important. Like, I probably took way too much time to do the milk, but like, once again, let myself get undrunk. Anyway, I'm also basically, you just want it to come together and start to thicken. Because, like, when you've got it now, because you've just, like, whisked it all together, it's going to be, like, foamy on top. You don't want foam. So just sort of, like, slowly stir it as this water's heating. Just make sure it stays together. Make sure it doesn't stick to the pan. That's important. Oh, and like, I said how much milk and shit. And then like, 3/4 cup sugar. And I used 8 egg yolks. And then like, I used 6 Baileys, which is the important part. Definitely want the bay in there. I mean, you might not. This can also just be a plain old fucking custard. If you've got like vanilla bean powder, like ground vanilla bean powder or vanilla bean powder, which is just like vanilla and sugar dried and then ground into white powder, which is fine, but vanilla bean powder's pretty great, which is just ground vanilla bean pods. And that, like, the part in it, the caviar in it that people always use, it's in there, but it is the, like, the whole pod ground. So it can get kind of, like, grainy and shit if you use it in baking, which I didn't realize at first. I feel like, I don't know, somebody with a cooking show should have fucking told me that part. Anyway, so like, yeah, you can do this with anything. I like bay custard. So we're doing a bay saffron and a little bit of cardamom custard here. I just left like all the leaves, cardamom pod, and saffron threads just sort of in it. Now, while it's cooking, and I'll take it out later, is how it's gonna go. I don't know what I'm gonna do for the next episode. Like, this is just now the thing I'm going to do when I cook. Because, like, I do cook a lot on Mondays. That's just when I cook, like, all the meals for my week, or all my lunches for the week. So, this is probably just gonna be that now. That's what this is. I'm sorry. Like, if you have a better fucking idea, just let me fucking know. But this is what we've got now. Got, like I said, I've decided I want to do some blondies to go with this. So I'm stirring with one hand and cutting with a knife with the other, because that's just what I'm like in the kitchen, in case you wondered. Also, I got a new knife, and it's not as sharp as I hoped it was, and I even sharpened it when I got home, and I need to go through and sharpen it again. And I think it's the weight. I had wanted a lighter knife, and I think I just need one with a little bit more weight, because I wanted a thinner one, but the thin one I have keeps going dull, because it's not a great fucking knife. It's just, it's a whole thing, you know? Okay. And drop the heat a little bit more. Or I mean drop it. Raise the heat a little bit more. It's now like half medium, 6. you know, whatever you want to fucking call it. I don't know what your fucking stove's like. But you've got enough yolks in there. It's gonna look slightly yellow. It's normal. It's what you want. If you don't want it, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's not coating the end of my spatula here yet. So we're just gonna keep stirring. I wonder if I could drop some, like, white chocolate in this at the end. So I think I'm gonna drop some honey. A little bit sweeter, but it is raw honey. I don't want it to curdle. I'm using spiced rum instead of vanilla. I don't think I've forgotten anything. Yeah, that should be it, I think. So anyway, that's sort of where I'm at. This is like a really bad pilot for the new format. The other one was like the idea. Like, episode 12 was like, this is just what it is gonna be now. And this one here, number 13, is just, well, now we have to see if it's gonna work. And it might not, but I was also less drunk last time. And, more or less melancholy, I suppose. I had more of a plan. Sex Criminals was great. It's gonna make me cry. Please, I had to read it like 3 times because that ending hit and you're just like, what the fuck? And then you gotta go back and read it. So good. So good. Anyway, I feel like, listen, I really need you guys to tell me if this is a bad idea. So whoever listens to this, please just email at nobingcast@gmail.com and let me know what's up. You know, because I don't know. I'm making this for me, but, like, I'm not listening to it. You know, like, it's like a painting. It's like, I might have painted that for me, but I'm not the one who has to fucking look at it. I looked at it enough. I'm fucking done with it. So, anyway. So anyway, you're just gonna fucking stir this until it's thick. If you want to add chocolate, you can. I might still add white chocolate to it. I don't know. Probably, maybe. Maybe not. And then you're gonna stick it in a pan to cool. You're gonna, like, you're, because it is custard, and just in case some bits did get overcooked, you're gonna want to strain it. So get, like, a fine, like, strainer, like a mesh strainer when you're putting it into a bowl. And you're gonna want to cool it completely in the fridge, uncovered. Stir every now and again, just make sure it starts cooling. And then you'll put it in the freezer. And you'll want to go like every couple hours, stir it, scoop it around, make sure it's, you know, even. And then the next day you'll have fucking frozen custard. If it doesn't work, I'll let you know. Because it has been a while since I've made it. I've seen a lot of recipes, especially ones that if you don't have a machine, to mix it with whipped cream. I was thinking of doing that this time, but I don't know. You know, I just kind of don't want to do that. Because I like mine a lot thicker and richer, you know? I don't want it, like, super sweet and light. But that's just me. Anyway, so this has been Noping Mechanisms. A bad episode, but you know what? I made it. It's slightly shorter than last time. So that's been me. That's been the show. Come talk to me at nopingmechanisms@gmail.com or at samfoshowbro on Twitter. You can hit me up there too. I think my DMs are open. They're pretty open. Feel free to pop in and say hey. I think we've established it's really funny to me when people
open up with Howdy, ma'am. That's a good place to start. Just makes me laugh every time I get one of those.
That usually happens on Instagram, though.
From accounts that I had been fairly certain were spam. But, you know, whatever. Hit me up. Come at me. Tell me what's going on. How bad this episode was. I'm going to record another one tomorrow, probably. But, oh yeah, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Whatever. It's been a show, hasn't it? I did it. That's the important part. That's the important part. Why isn't this thickening?